I do think we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room, though, that somatic testing does identify germline mutations. And so there is an element of counseling that really has to go into somatic testing that I think we sort of gloss over. So if patients say, well, I don't want to explore my family history, but I want to know if I can get a PARP inhibitor, if I have a BRCA mutation, and you identify this somatic mutation, there's sort of this like uncomfortable silence that you're left with in not taking the next step with that patient and identifying whether this is germline and whether or not her family members could be impacted. So that's one of the challenges, I think, with that approach. The other challenge is that when you just start with a somatic test and you are only going to reflex to germline if you find something, you miss about 5% of germline mutations, mainly because you miss large rearrangements in the BRCA gene. They don't show up on the somatic test as easily. And then the different somatic tests have different call coverage in terms of what they're calling mutations and different ways they categorize variants. So the combination of that can result in you missing about 5% of germline patients, which right now in an era where we're not even testing half of patients, I'm okay if we do either of them and get, you know, up to 90%. That would be amazing. But if you're thinking about operationalizing testing like within a big health network and saying this is how we're going to do things and it's impacting a lot of women, you really have to keep in mind that if you are going to do that reflex, you're going to miss 5%. And then you lose one of the biggest benefits of testing, which if you identify an affected woman, you can offer testing to her family members and do preventative interventions so she doesn't get or he doesn't get breast cancer or pancreas cancer or ovary cancer down the line. So I think it's still an area in flux, but the fact that we're having the conversation means more women are getting tested. So I think that's a good thing.
So yeah, that really struck me about this thing about missing that 5% because, you know, relatively common disease. I mean, lung cancer, we're looking for things that have 1% of lung, you know, we're looking for MSI all over the place. So that's a substantial number. And you know you're missing stuff if you only do germline, for sure.
Right, you miss the 7% that have somatic. For sure.
Right. So I don't see how this is not eventually going to lead to somehow you need both or at least one, and if it's negative, the other. But I guess maybe that's going to take a while to shake out. What do we know right now about what's going on in terms of testing in the United States and community-based practice?
So I think the numbers are pretty embarrassing. Depending on what survey you look at, it's between 30 and 50%.
That's what I remember. That's incredible.
So we need to be 100%.